Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We apologize for the gap in episodes. We've been away, but you're tuning in to another episode of Loud and Obnoxious with your hosts, Kip, and my man to the right, as always, Old Philionaire. How are you, Phil?
Hi. I'm high. I had one too many edibles. Ate one too many edibles when I got home from work. Bear with me this episode, guys. I might actually even fall asleep. You never know.
There we go. And as always, we want to mention that we are presented today by Hash Sports, our website. Don't forget to go check it out over there at www.hashsports.com. And then, of course, don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Phil, let's keep you on your toes. What's our Instagram and Twitter handle?
At LNO Podcast.
So he may be high. He's not stupid, though. So we got a couple. We have a nice little slate for you. I'm just back from Omaha. It was a fun trip. I missed last week's episode. I do apologize. Phil, thank you for being patient with me. And then we're going to dive into some NBA action. The draft was last week. The award ceremony was last night and for our listeners two nights ago. Obviously, Oklahoma City Thunder's kind of been the joke and conversation. And then we're going to talk the world's favorite sport. We're going to become soccer guys.
Yeah.
We've never become soccer guys, so we'll try this. I played it growing up. You did as well. So we can speak about it. So we have a little bit of knowledge to harp about soccer.
Well, Mississippi State fans, I would like to offer my condolences. And I would like you to join me in blaming Kip for the two straight losses because... As you may know, Kip went to Omaha for the first two games. He left 2-0. He didn't go back because he's selfish.
I was waiting until the championship series. This got a little bit presumptuous.
And everything went to shit.
Everything went to shit. And
so
I won't say that too terribly.
It's Kip's fault.
It is. So I'll take some of the blame. In fact, I'll take all of it. Me and Coach Henderson, we had a good conversation afterwards. I apologize for not being there. He understood that I had to come back and obviously record as well. I mean, someone's got to keep this rowing the boat. So I'm glad to be back. I hate the dogs weren't able to seal it. But we'll dive into that in a little bit. Let's talk for a second. What else we got on the docket? Oh, we're going to wrap up with some Tiger Woods.
And career change.
And we have our favorite segments that obviously our fans have been asking about. We're going to get back into career change. I got a great sports hypothetical for you today.
I can't wait. Can't wait.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, that bell right there means let's get this party started. Yeah, as we record this, Oregon State and Arkansas are pitching game one, obviously because of the rain delay. They're doing it on Tuesday. And first pitch commence, and it's Luke Heimlich, the child diddler from Oregon State. This kid is the one. He's on a sexual predator list. He goes undrafted back-to-back years. I'm not going to harp too terribly much on how bad of a person he is because everyone already knows that. But, yeah, Mississippi State was playing with the house's money. No one expected them to be there, but the team expected to play to their level. And so we were playing with the house's money, and we continue to beat teams that we probably either shouldn't or surprisingly did. So when we went through and won another walk-off in the first game, let me tell you what. You want to talk about Phil fucked up. Kip was screwed up that Saturday night that Washington game. I couldn't even drink at the bar before the game. I was just sitting there like, don't throw up, Kip. Don't throw up. Because if you throw up, you're going to get kicked out of this bar. And if you get kicked out of this bar, there's a likelihood that you're not going to be able to get into this game. So I rallied, as did the dogs. We won 1-0. And then we got North Carolina. And for those that follow me on Twitter, we beat North Carolina Tuesday morning because of another rain delay.
Drum.
Yeah, we beat them handily. But we did that Tuesday morning in shitty weather. It was hot and humid. I don't ever wish those temperatures on anybody. I mean, I know we both come from this, so it was bad, Phil. I was sweating profusely. And then I was online cheering for us to beat Oregon State, but there was also a reason I was cheering for North Carolina was I felt we had a better chance if we played North Carolina coming out of the loser's bracket than Oregon State. They were just too much, so...
Yeah, I mean, Oregon State has been like the LSU of the 90s of the... late aughts and early teens.
Last 10 years, you could say. I think whatever his name is over there, and they've said his name enough times on Twitter and on ESPN, especially today. But whatever old dude's name is for Oregon State, he's running a nice program over there, minus the child diddler. He's got like 11,000 guys that got drafted in the first 15 rounds, so I don't think they are very surprised to be here. They lost to your guys last year.
Yeah, we did what they did to y'all, beat you two straight.
Y'all
and they had lost like four games the entire year.
I remember that. I think it was three games going into the postseason, and they just kind of steamrolled. But they ran into that hot LSU team. I remember we ran into y'all in that buzzsaw of the Super Regional when we had old can't keep his dick in his pants Canizero. But so Oregon State, Arkansas looks legit on the other side. So I wasn't too surprised that they ran through Florida as easily.
Obviously, we're cheering for Arkansas being SEC guys. But, I mean, I guess someone could say, you know, how do they recruit so well at LSU? Like, how in the hell do you get some kid to come play baseball at Oregon State?
I'm guessing
it's not even like a, you know, it's not suitable for baseball.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Corvallis is where Oregon State is. But, like, I guess they are just like what you would consider like your Floridas or your LSUs who, you know, are fighting each other for recruits. Maybe these guys are fighting against Stanford and Cal State Fullerton. So they get a lot of California kids. There's a fuck ton of kids out there probably playing sandlot baseball. You know?
And Cal State Fullerton used to seem like they were in the series every year. And they've kind of fallen off a little bit.
Well, they were in the series. They were the first team eliminated. Or no, excuse me. They lost to Washington in the Super Regional. I'm sorry. What's it called? They were in the... But yeah, they've kind of gotten cucked by Cal State Fullerton's fucked Stanford the last 2 years in regional play, but couldn't get the job done. But I think they've won one in the mid-2000s probably. So.
There's like 100 teams in California that could, at any given year, be...
Pepperdine, and I think you have the Dirtbags.
Long Beach State.
Yeah, is that the Dirtbags?
The...
UC Irvine, the
Anteaters? Yeah, the Anteaters. They beat LSU 1 year in the Supers.
So, I mean, there's a lot of teams over there, but yeah, Oregon State always seems to be kind of the best of that echelon.
Yeah.
Pac-12.
And to have only lost three games the entire season... Going into the World Series, I mean, Jesus.
And this year they were pretty damn good as well. I think they had 9 losses coming in and then took that L from North Carolina. But then they battled back. They beat Washington with heavy bats, and then they had beat North Carolina with heavy bats, and then they did the same to Mississippi State. So,
like, if I was a kid going to have to go to the state of Oregon, I'd go to Oregon University. I mean, they get all kinds of cool Nike shit.
I imagine
and
that.
It sounds like it's a much funner place.
I mean, they are more fun, I think, is the term, you stoned bastard. But they're also Nike. I'm sure Phil Knight gives them a plethora of crap. But yeah, it's not nearly as prestigious as the University of Oregon. Or is it Oregon University? Or is it UO or OU?
I think it's maybe University of Oregon.
Who gives a shit? What's it called? But yeah, so it is what it is. We did let Gary Henderson go yesterday, and we hired the Indiana coach. Apparently, he's a big-time recruiter.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And we kept our hitting coach, Jake Gotra. So it was, you know, that team was fun to watch them play.
What's the head coach going to go do now?
Recruit. I think he.
He's still within the program.
Oh no, Gary Henderson is gone. I imagine he's probably pretty pissed at John Cohen for not getting the job. And I see a lot of fans on Twitter and Facebook. Mainly olds are all like, he deserves a job because he got him to College World Series. The guy is too old to go out and recruit on a regular basis. I don't think he has the energy and the zest. Like he was meant to be like almost like a mentor for Canizero, but Canizero had his own personal problems. He was supposed to kind of, you know, be the bench coach behind Canizero.
Now, with the success of this team, does Canizero get considered – at some small school because, like, damn, look what he built there, you know?
But let's say it like this. Mississippi State's gone 3 years in a row, 3 super regionals, 3 different coaches, because the year before Canizero was there, our athletic director, John Cohen, was our head coach. So you can't be that. So we're not going to say it was Canizero specifically, but he did bring in a stellar recruiting class for this year, most of which got drafted. So,
right.
But, I mean, he did his, you know, he did that part of the job. I don't think Gary is young enough or has the ability to handle all the aspects. He was able to just become a head coach from February, and he did it well. He did it well also, though, at Kansas – or, excuse me, at Kansas.
Why
at Kentucky.
Not, why not have a head coach and then a recruiting
I mean, we do have that as well. Jake Gautreaux was on the staff. He came from Tulane. He was on the team that went to that 2001.
Sounds like a Louisiana name.
Yeah, spelled just like you would imagine. Fuck tons of U's and E's and A's. What's it called?
And X's.
Yeah, there probably is at least one. But, yeah, so we have that young guy that's also a recruiter and also a savant. So we have, our pieces in place, but it seems like we can win in spite of our coach sometimes. So we'll see how it goes. But cheers. We want to cheers the Hail State Dogs. That was a hell of a run. It was a lot of fun to watch. So
I'll give credit where credit is due, but what could have been.
Yep, I hate it for them, but I'm proud of what they did. So onward and upward, we'll harp on whoever won the World Series maybe next week. Who gives a fuck, really?
Yeah.
Let's dive into a little NBA, because I want to get into soccer as quick as possible. The draft came and went. Everyone's already given their hot takes. We're not NBA guys. We've discussed that.
I know DeAndre Ayton went number one, and that he's apparently can't miss. And, I mean, The Suns could be the next Warriors. I'm not gonna.
You were
be
so
over,
high,
over dramatic. No, they're not the next Warriors, but they're gonna be a team just like the Warriors because they got bigs that can shoot, and Devin Booker is out of his mind. That dude is close to on par with Steph Curry.
I would put them more on the level of a Philly. If Ayton pans out.
I'm not saying they're gonna.
They still need more pieces.
They probably won't even make the playoffs next year.
No, I don't. The West is very, very competitive. I don't see them making the playoffs any fucking time soon. Now, I may be 100% wrong because, as I said at the beginning of this segment, I'm not a basketball guy. I don't know, but I wouldn't expect them to be playoff bound for 3 to 4 years.
And Deadspin loves to bash the Kings about how they blow everything and how pathetic they are, and they're like, the Kings blew it again. Surprise.
They took Marvin Bagley? I don't think that's a bad pick. And then Luka Doncic went three. That's not a bad pick. And last year they had De'Aaron Fox from Kentucky. I really like that kid. I just think he has no supporting cast up in Sacramento and a poorly run organization. I think Deadspin is worse than fucking the Sacramento Kings.
Well, Deadspin's awful, but I mean,
you saw him shitting on Sacramento.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's talk. I think Atlanta had a fuck ton of picks. They ended up taking Trae Young with the 5 in a trade or something of the sort. But it seems, I don't know, is Trae Young really worth the 5th pick in the NBA draft? I mean,
well, I would say
he seemed to fade when he got different looks on defense in college basketball. It seems like the NBA can do that pretty quickly.
It's too hard to say. It's too hard to say because in college, he balled out for, like, you know, the first half of the season. And then teams, you know, changed their defense for him. Well, he underperformed. In the NBA, there ain't going to be 4 scrubs around him, so he's going to be able to do his thing.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. And, I mean, they ended up having a couple more picks, and all of them are really pretty much fucking no-names to us, at least. I mean, it's fun to see college guys get drafted. I know the Sixers did something kind of funny. They drafted the dude from Mikal Bridges.
Funny and cruel.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks because Mikal Bridges drafted 10, and then his mom, who works for the program, and then they trade his ass. Like, why wouldn't you just trade the pick? Like, if that's what you wanted, you could have gotten a lot more out of just instead of a player for player at 10 and 16.
The Phillies, despite the fact that they've built a really... The Sixers. Despite the fact that they've built a really exciting team, they seem to be in disarray with their GM.
Colangelo was a nut.
And then, not doing the right thing by not making that kid think he was going to be a 76er for an hour.
Yeah, I don't think that's the proper play. Unless it's going to be a quick sign, like, you know, pick and trade or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, why do you – that wasn't the only one. The Luka Doncic, Trae Young thing happened with 3 and 5. So now, like, it's going to be like the Rivers and Eli things. But at the same time, like, just switch picks. Like, why don't you just switch picks? Because then you don't have to parade that kid out there as a Sixer for 15 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
Half an hour. But what's called – let's talk about our hometown Nugs.
Man,
they actually stole
a
pick.
Man, they got this could honestly be franchise changing.
And then they also paid Jokic over the course of the week as well, to 5 years, $140 million raise.
Jokic puts up great numbers, but I just don't like him. I mean, I like him. He's on the Nugs. I'm a fan of the Nugs, but...
Were you a fan of Gallinari, Dono, when he was here?
Not particularly.
So is it the white foreign guys that you're not a fan of, like, basing your franchise around?
No,
I can understand that.
Jokic puts up great numbers. He's versatile as hell, but... Dude, like
I wouldn't say great. He puts up respectable. He's like an Al Horford,
which is pretty great.
Yeah, but you can't build a team around a fucking white Al Horford.
He, like, for example, in the Minnesota game that to end the season, he had two chances with the game on the line, and they ran the play through him. And the guy can't create his own offense really, unless he's just, you know, shooting shots over people. Like, he tried to drive and got stripped.
Who are you talking about?
Jokic.
Oh, okay. I was like,
he's slow as fuck, and, like, he just can't create offense on his own. He can't play one-on-one.
That's fair. Okay. What's called? And you need to be able to have that. Like, you can be the seven-footer that shoots over people. Kevin Durant and Dirk Nowitzki have shown that. But you need to be able to create your own shots as well.
Yeah.
Excuse me, the beer and the chips have got me going. We are a little bit of stoned appetito over here today, Philip.
Yeah. How about that? Why don't you tell everybody about what this little thing you got coming up is?
Which one?
The barbecue fest?
Oh, you missed that. That was last week. But I did go, so we will change subjects for a quick second. It's sports related, though. This is going to be fun. Shout out to the Denver Actives 2030 Club. They have active clubs for those kinds of gentlemen and ladies around the country. But the Denver one, they threw a polo event this weekend. And so I was asked and granted permission to come and document it for our website and for our podcast. So I was not only able to watch polo, which is an interesting sport. I don't know. I've never attended a polo event before.
I have when I was like five, so I don't remember it. So I basically haven't.
So with the premise, pretty much what I gathered was you drink as much as you physically possibly can because it's all open bar and it's comped by, you know, people that make fuck tons more money than I do. And then the food is, you know, comped by restaurants that want to appease these polo event goers so as to entice them back in the restaurant. It was fucking awesome. We were gambling on it. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. Turns out some of these guys apparently clone their horses. Yeah, and then they use, because certain horses are used, like, I guess for polo purposes, is how it was elaborated to me by somebody that was also drunk in the tent. But it was pretty cool. And yeah, I was able to do that. We'll document all these events. And that gives me a reminder, shout out to all of our other Hash Sports entities. We have podcasts galore. Don't forget to go catch out our guys' Level Headed podcast for probably East Coast bias and sports talk. Those guys know the shit, but they're also fucking Yankees, so don't forget about that. And then we got our guy in the Midwest, Steen's doing gambling picks. He's the old comedian. He's got everything for you.
And that's Hook, Line, and Cover.
It's Hook, Line, and Cover. Go listen to his podcast. It's great, Phil. You would like it.
I have listened to some. I've just tapered off.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that sounds about like everything you do. What's it called? We've managed to keep going this far. And then we have the Denver-based podcast, Transplants and the Native. You can find all those over at hashsports.com. We really appreciate it.
So, yeah, but back to Porter Jr.
Oh, yeah, that was a small tangent.
Can
he stay healthy?
If he can stay healthy, he would have been. If he was healthy, he would have been the number one pick, probably.
I mean,
him or Aiden.
He could easily be a Greg Oden.
Easily could.
You know, 19-year-olds with back issues and hip issues are pretty big red flags.
At the 14th pick, that's worth the gamble.
I agree.
You know, you're not going to get
5 to 6 guys really truly pan out per season, yeah. But you do end up getting those Donovan Mitchells that are like in Utah.
Yeah.
He was like the 22nd pick. And I don't know who was the 22nd pick this year, but there's always that one guy.
Right.
And then you have guys like Johnny fucking Flynn, who came out of Syracuse and was a bust from Minnesota. So, yeah, I mean, you don't have to be necessarily top 10 to make your bones.
Dude, just go back and look at all the draft classes of the past, like, 15, 20 years. There really is. Like,
what would you say, like, the percentage of those kids that, like, there's two rounds, 30 picks. There's 60 picks. How many of them you think pan out to successful NBA careers?
Not half.
I'd say 0.5% of them.
0.5?
Because some guys are undrafted. that you have to think about.
I thought we were just talking about the two rounds.
That's what I'm saying. Not all the guys that are drafted end up even being successful because some guys get cucked by the undrafted free agents.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody comes through the draft, you know, and you got to think, I'm saying maybe 3 out of every 60 probably have a chance. That's
right,
what,
right.
I don't know. Draft 2%,
the NBA draft is stupid. Two rounds, I mean, come on.
That's why they need to extend the bench, make the court bigger, start using more players. But, yeah, so that was kind of – that's not the only interesting thing about the NBA. Last night was the NBA Awards. Your boy, James Harden, got the MVP.
My boy.
I don't know. It's not any of ours, boy. We don't have a commentator for NBA, so we'll hype through this and get
it. There's nothing to really hate about him, though, except that he pushes off all the time.
Yeah, and he doesn't win games when he needs to win them.
Yeah.
But at the same time – we can talk about how he beat out LeBron, or we can talk about where does LeBron... LeBron said he'll make his decision before July 4th, which means next week's episode. So where do you think he's going to go?
We can talk about both. I mean, what to you is the MVP? Is it the best statistics? Because then, yes, James Harden deserved the award. Is it the most valuable player in the league? And it's LeBron James.
I mean, I agree with you that if you take LeBron off that team, then they're, again, a team that's picking for the number one pick. Like, yeah, they did three fucking times while he was not there. I get you. I'm with you on that. He is easily, he's the most valuable player to the planet.
Right.
He does more for his sport than anybody else on this planet.
Right.
But you can't just give him a fucking award for 11 years. I mean, they didn't do it for Jordan.
Why can't you?
They didn't do it for Jordan. I don't think he has all. I mean, you take him off that Bulls team, they're probably a 6 seed in the East. You know, they're not very good. They're probably still all right.
Yeah, they made the playoffs the year.
But LeBron, you're not just going to give him the award for 11 years in a row, because otherwise then people would really start to resent the award.
Okay, well, whatever. I mean, like, I think that the best player in the league should get the award.
Interesting. I mean, I remember you making an argument for Anthony Davis a couple months ago. Would you argue that Anthony Davis, I mean, like, even if he has stellar season,
not better than LeBron.
No one's ever better than LeBron, though. So you can't just keep giving him the award.
I mean, Anthony Davis had a hell of a season. And I'm proud of him for getting, you know, in the top three. And I think one day he'll probably, especially when he goes on to, like, Boston or L.A., whatever the fuck he does, when he tells us to fuck off. I'm sure he'll get an MVP and an NBA championship.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. I wouldn't lie. I agree with you. He'll probably get both of those, kind of like the Kevin Durant syndrome, which brings me to my next point. With Harden winning the MVP, Durant having a successful career outside of Golden State, how fucking hilarious is that Golden State, or excuse me, that Oklahoma City couldn't find a way to win with all three of those guys.
Well, they didn't really ever have a chance. They had one season, and they made the finals. Guarantee you next season they would have come back and probably won the finals. I don't guarantee it. But, I mean, they never got a chance to play enough years together.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about those teams, too, they had guys like Serge Ibaka, who's now had a successful career in Toronto after...
Successful? I mean,
he plays. He's still around.
Okay. Well,
5 years after. He's still relevant. I know where he is.
He's no James Harden. And that's,
true, but I'm saying, like, you had a team there.
And that's who the Thunder chose over James Harden.
True.
It's either trade Ibaka or Harden. And they...
I think there was some more intricacies to that. I think Harden wanted to be a leader in some facet. Like, did he want to continue to be the sixth man of the year?
He was starting games by the end of his career there.
And he was also, like, the sixth man of the year there, too.
Well, yeah, like, the first year he played there.
And playing with Russell Westbrook would be fucking miserable. Durant even probably said the same thing, because he doesn't know team ball. He never passes. So, like, that's got to be miserable.
No, I watched some documentary of some sort on James Harden about that Thunder team, and he was totally butthurt that he got traded, like, to this day. Because
still holds a grudge?
Yeah, he's still upset about it. I mean, I'm sure he's happy in Houston, but he thought that team could do amazing things.
Interesting. I did not know that, but at the same time, that team could have. And did they Who did they lose? No, they lost to the Spurs in the Western Conference Finals, or did they get to the finals and then lose to LeBron in the Heat?
They lost to LeBron in the Heat.
And that's when KD went to Golden State. Okay.
Nah, I don't think it was after that season.
Did he
KD
have one
went to Golden State the year after?
I know Memphis proved to be a fit.
Did
for
LeBron
them
LeBron didn't beat Durant when he was on the Cavs when they beat Golden State?
Who did LeBron, I think, when he won one of Miami's titles, I think he beat Oklahoma City.
Yes, he did, with the Heat.
Yeah, and I think Kevin Durant, that was Kevin Durant's last year in Oklahoma City.
Oh,
so then yeah. Kevin Durant.
No, it wasn't.
Was it not? Okay. No. I may be mistaken. Yeah. I mean, you are usually the Wikipedia, but today you are the Standardpedia. But, yeah, so it's just funny how the Oklahoma City, they couldn't get the deal done. We've posted a bunch about it on the website because BVD is a big Oklahoma City guy. It's funny to watch him squirm and kick himself. Who's a worse GM?
And they're stuck with Melo.
Let's talk about, yeah, and they have Melo, and they possibly may have fucking useless Paul George in the playoffs. Would you rather have Brooklyn's GM, who traded for Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett and Jason Terry and gave away all the picks? Or would you rather be the Oklahoma City guy who drafted all these primo talents and then just let them walk, and you, since then you've been very unsuccessful?
Well, I think I'd want to be the Oklahoma City guy because you're still somewhat successful making the playoffs and making moves.
But you're getting cucked so much harder.
Yeah, well, what is Brooklyn doing?
I mean, they're doing nothing, but I don't think anyone gives a shit in Brooklyn. No one's he's a the GM. I mean, the owner is just that Russian dude. He doesn't give a shit about it, I'm sure. But,
I think he wants to win.
You don't have to win to be rich in the NBA. Their bottom dollar is fucking thick.
Yeah, you think the Browns owner is hurting for money? No, he's making plenty.
Jimmy Haslam?
Yeah.
Jimmy is the same guy that helps pay all those buyouts for the Tennessee coaches they fire.
Oh, look at that. Daddy's trading Austin Rivers to the Wizards.
So breaking news, a Woj bomb. Oh, we can talk about that if we wanted to. Woj bomb is saying Doc Rivers' kid is out of L.A., which means LeBron is coming to the Clippers. Like, I fucking called months ago.
Why does that mean that LeBron?
Apparently, Austin Rivers was the issue like everyone had in L.A. with Doc and that team. Like, that's why Paul wants out. That's why Griff. Rumor has it.
I could see him wanting to play for Doc, and, you know, the Clippers are relevant now, but, you know.
You have DeAndre Jordan still.
For years, they were the laughing stock, and maybe, you know, it would stroke his ego if he took a team similar to the Cavaliers in the Clippers.
Win a championship for a team that's never won one,
yeah.
And you can still do your off court. You know, side projects where he's making bank. I think he made one movie
already. Become a billionaire.
He produced a movie already about the NCAA and how it's corrupt as fuck and, like, using players as, like, slaves and shit. I don't know if it's dropped. I think it may have. I sure as fuck didn't see it. But he's got another one apparently in the works. Bill Simmons was talking about on his podcast the other day, saying he wouldn't be surprised if he went to L.A. for that reason as well, so that you can start. That's a whole different realm of wealthy once you start doing other things like that.
Yeah, you know what the taxes are like in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm sure that it's okay if you have the access to everything else. I'm sure he's doing just fine.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's never paid for a meal in his life.
And I don't see that stopping in L.A. In fact, you know, he is the most marketable face on the face of the planet Earth.
Like, that's I'm a little stony baloney myself. Why do, you know, regular people want to give stuff to athletes and stars for free? They don't need anything for free.
Yeah, make them pay double, in fact. Be like, he needs to cover everybody that's below the poverty line's meal in here, but at the same time, LeBron does a lot for people that are below the poverty line, so I'm not going to knock him for anything
in that regard.
But at the same time, it looks like it very possibly could be shaping up that next week LeBron says he's going to L.A., and with moves like what was perceived to be the problem in the locker room, the father-son bias, is now gone. LeBron may be more inclined to go to L.A. He's got a nerd of an owner He's got a head coach that has won a championship, especially with older talent like KG and Pierce. I mean, you could do it. And you have a big-ass weapon down low that does nothing but dunk and block shit. I mean, a point guard away.
But no, they need shooters. They need shooters.
He can stock that team with stuff. Who's over there? Lou Williams, your defensive boy? He was also sixth man of the year this year.
Dude, busted the fuck out this year.
He had a sixth man of the year award last night. So, I mean, you've got some pieces you can build around there. Would you rather build around that team or Kuzma and Luke Walton and Lonzo Ball?
Luke Walton as the coach.
Yeah, that's what I mean, we've been talking about Doc, so I figured I'd include Luke.
I don't like – I mean, Kuzma might be pretty good. I haven't seen him play much, but
the stat line was more impressive than Ball's.
But Ball is –
to the surprise of everyone.
But, dude, did you see that picture of Ball? He's gained, like – it looked like he gained like 30 pounds of muscle.
He looks like one of those kids that comes from like my high school and then goes to like Bama to play football. That's what they do to you there. Like,
what the hell happened there? Like, how is that possible?
Maybe it's his first full offseason in the program and he realized how mega bitch he looked last year. But at the same time, we all have been joking about like he's making rap videos and all this other shit. I sure as hell didn't expect him to come to camp looking like fucking Mike Bibby.
Yeah, but I don't, man. I think he needs to be tested for juice.
All right. That's a great call. We're going to reach out to Adam Silver in the league and be like, hey, brother, you may want to look into this Ball family. They may be bringing stuff in from Eastern Europe. I hear they have a connect over there. LiAngelo went trying to get drafted. To the surprise of no one,
get drafted? Oh, my God.
No, I don't. I have the word, what's the dad's name?
LeVar.
I have LeVar Ball's name muted on Twitter, so I don't see anything he does. But I feel like he's been relatively quiet because I haven't seen him on any other mediums, including SportsCenter.
Yeah, because he's out of fucking bullshit to say.
Finally. Didn't take too long. Here we are. We lasted longer than Lonzo Ball or LeVar Ball.
Because, I mean, he just says stupid shit to get a rise out of people. And saying that his sons are going to be playing in the NBA, especially the one that went to fucking prison for stealing shit in China. No, he's not going to the NBA. No team's giving him a look, especially since his dad is who he is.
That's fair. I can understand that. I agree. After seeing how he acted in L.A. with, I guess maybe that's why haven't heard from him, is because the league hasn't started back with like his team. But what's called? We'll see this summer or this fall if that guy's back in the news again.
So, like, how is LeBron going to make his decision this time? What is he just going
to? That's a great question. Let's try to predict. What would you do if you're? Do you just put it? Just let Fat Windhorse let that fat horse
do it.
Just break
do it over a nice little meal at McDonald's.
You think he's going to film? I don't think he's going to film it.
No.
If he films it, he's an
idiot.
He
can't. The decision was.
Just put it out on the internet or, you know, text Woj and be like, hey, Woj, go ahead and leak this shit. I'm going to or I'm staying here.
For some reason, I keep on hearing the Nuggets are a real possibility.
No, you've got to stop eating so much weed before we podcast. He's not coming to Denver.
I mean, I know, but you really don't know at this point.
You
really don't know anything at this point. He has kept everything close to the vest. Last year, our last time you knew before it happened, because he changed all his like Twitter colors to the Cavs colors.
I think it was pretty apparent that if he was going to leave Miami, it was going to be going back to Cleveland.
Right, right. Why not go back to Miami?
I don't know if you want to go. Is Hassan Whiteside the answer? I mean, I don't know why you'd want to go to the West. If you're going to actually compete, why would you go and invite yourself into the West?
To not be a pussy and to go against the best.
You're still going to go against them. Would you rather see him in the finals or would you rather get swept in the second round?
Well, maybe that's why he gets swept in the finals, because he doesn't have a tough regular season.
Well, they still play him during the regular season, but your playoff run is not nearly as dangerous in the East. I mean, you do have the growing Boston and Philly markets or teams, clubs. But, I mean, so you just proved you could do it with a fucking dishwasher and a sink that you could get to the finals over there. Why not continue to do that?
Yeah, no, he very easily could end up staying in Cleveland one more year.
All right. Well, we'll find out next week. Y'all don't forget to tune back in, but we're not gone yet. Let's talk about the 1 month sensation every 4 years. It's not Kip having sex. It's the World Cup. Have you been watching?
Here and there. I'll turn it on at work and I'll listen and watch when I can, watch on the weekends. But like, my interest level has been cut in half since the fucking USA isn't involved.
And I agree that, like, my interest level is also very, very, very low. Like, it's just not doing it for me. And I'm watching these games, and while there are a lot of games that are going, like, late minutes, that are, you know, scoring late, even in extra time, look at the Brazil-Costa Rica game. But what I've been able to do is make it fun by gambling a couple bucks here and there. But it turns out I'm just getting rocked. Like, early on, expecting Argentina to do good things, and Brazil tying against I couldn't even tell you who. Like, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Spain and Portugal tied. That didn't do me any favors.
Nah.
I can't pick a winner.
I'm just bummed that Iceland isn't going to advance.
Yeah, you know, they were a fun talk. Do you remember everyone kind of being hyped on them in the Euro Cup last time when they...
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it was neat. I was Team Iceland as well.
Dude, they're a country the size of a subdivision of Denver.
Yeah, it's crazy. Their population is that of, like, our fucking neighborhood. But literally, like, it's nuts, though, because if you think about it, that group consisted of Croatia, Argentina, Nigeria, and Iceland. They did the worst of anyone in the group. They were not very active on the offensive side. A lot of low-scoring affairs. The overs on most of these games are 2 to 3, so if you can find the high-power teams, your Belgiums, your Englands, they had low competition. Those were fun to bet, but they weren't fun to watch. And then the games that are fun to watch, if you bet on them on the right side, it gives you like a cardiac arrest, but you're excited.
I love how Panama, I forget who they played, they got drummed like...
That was Belgium, I think.
6-1.
Maybe it was England.
Panama, that's a team that's in the World Cup over the U.S., and they're in the...
It was also their first time ever, and this is one cool thing that they did have going for them. When they scored down 6-0, their fans were, like, crying and emotional and shit. Like, that was pretty cool. That's neat to see, because, like, it means a lot more to them, so it's exciting to see people... And although it means a lot to a lot of Americans, my friend was the guy that was the crying United States guy when we scored that goal. I guess it was maybe Algeria or whatever the fuck it was, 8 years ago. He was shown on ESPN. Like, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But, like, we have those people, but it's not nearly as big to us as it is to other people.
Right.
But I'm now not as interested. I'm with you.
I mean, once the knockout round starts...
the cream will rise to the top here in a second. So we'll start seeing some fun teams, some big names for the soccer buffs out there. Who you got winning it, Philip?
I'm going to go... Oh, yeah.
That's what you have at least written down in the rundown.
I'm going to go with Portugal. I fucking hate Cristiano Ronaldo, but I mean, my God, the man is unbelievable.
And, he really is a specimen.
And I think he's just really trying to like fucking dig Messi's grave deeper, you know, and make him look worse and worse and worse. And, you know, he carried the team all the way through the Euros. They won the Euros. They've looked pretty damn good so far.
I feel they go as CR7 or Ronaldo or Cristiano. I don't know what everyone calls him. I just see everything on the internet. They go as Cristiano Ronaldo goes, though.
For sure.
I don't know how you would shut one down. If you put literal two guys on him and just play nine men, maybe. I don't know what you do exactly, but it's unbelievable how good he is at soccer. It's nuts.
Yeah. I mean,
same for Messi, but CR7 or Cristiano is unfucking believable.
I just don't get Argentina, man. Like, it's not like Messi's the only player. They have talent around him.
I know.
Argentina is, you know.
Do you get your information from FIFA like I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. As long as it's the same basis. We use the same video game.
But no, I mean, I know a little soccer history. I know a little soccer history. You know, Maradona, and I mean, they've always been one of the top countries in soccer, right next to Brazil.
True. And fun fact for those that were watching soccer today, Argentina, after they won in late fashion to advance, Maradona had to get carried out. But right before that, he had given double birds to some fans out there telling everyone, fuck yeah. And there's videos of him like partying on a private jet on his way to fucking somewhere in Russia. Looks like he has a big bag of yachts.
He was probably doing a bunch of coke.
Yeah. That's, it shows like a, like someone circled it. I think I saw him on Ketflix and Pills on, what's it called? Instagram?
He's been partying. He's knocked back a few, huh?
I don't know what the rules are in South America. I haven't, you know, but I imagine it was enticed by the Russian government. They said you could bring drugs in the stadium. So don't be surprised if these people do bring drugs in here and have to get carried out and go to the hospital.
While we're on the topic of cocaine, however, you know, lovely topic. What about Nick Young getting asked on TMZ? He was all drunk getting into a car. And they're like, yo, Nick, so-and-so weed just got legalized there. He goes,
Canada.
He goes, man, we need legalized coke.
Man, and then after that, they had the story about in the Boston Globe about Hanley Ramirez possibly being a drug dealer because one of his friends implicated him in an alleged story that turned out to be false.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just rampant out there, but it's fucking crazy.
These people are...
But Maradona's, like, in the hospital now. I don't know if it was a drug-induced situation, but he was having a big time. He had his ebbs and flows, it looks like, from the TV coverage. So, shout-out to him. Let's say Portugal goes out. Who else looks good out there?
Well...
Would you take Germany? I mean, they're kind of lackluster.
Honestly, this is going to sound silly after the shit I've talked about him, but Argentina. I mean... The morale booster, the confidence booster, the enthusiasm after this game, you know, advancing, the shit, they could catch fire.
All right, so I bet on two teams, and I'm not as confident as I was pre-tournament, and that was Brazil and France. I bought them at, like, plus 500 just for a little fun, and I have no rationale as to why you would want to pick those two countries. I just picked them.
Brazil was the favorite, right?
Yeah, and next to, like, Spain, maybe? I don't know. But, yeah, I picked, like, just random ones, and I was like, okay, I'll take these two. And so I'm cheering for those two, but neither of them have been exciting to watch, so it's just kind of what it is. But, again, without the United States.
Brazil does not look like a world-class winning team.
No, Neymar has been very lackluster.
And why was he crying after... the second goal. I mean, it's not like he won anything. He just scored a goal.
I have no clue. Maybe it's been a long time since he scored. I couldn't tell you. I don't know the storylines of soccer that well. I just know enough about watching it. I can sit here and convey it back onto this mic. But I think that... you have Portugal and Argentina. I'm taking France, who doesn't seem to want to score a lot, but they win those close, low-scoring games. So I'm going to take France and Brazil. We'll see how that pans out.
All right.
I think that's a rematch from 98, if I recall.
And going back to Brazil.
Belgium looks good, too.
Oh, they look real good.
Hazard and Lukaku? Yeah, Lukobe or whatever his name is. Lukaku?
Something like that.
Yeah, that guy.
Forgive us, soccer fans that are listening.
Yeah, but what's it called? So, yeah, there's some fun teams out there. We'll continue to watch, and we'll report back next week with more World Cup talk with new picks when our teams inevitably lose. with our next segment, here it is, my sports hypothetical for you.
All right, I'm ready.
So we've talked NBA, and we've talked soccer. So it made me think, would you rather be one of those unsuccessful, non-drafted college basketball players and go play basketball in Europe, or would you rather be a European soccer player that is not necessarily famous but comes there, or even, you know, the Hispanic guys, the guys from the Mexico team, those guys look, I think they play in the MLS and they look good. Would you rather be that, or you come play soccer in MLS, or would you rather be an American basketball player playing in Europe in one of those dumbed-down leagues where you could get robbed or you could just be stuck in a contract?
Well, both sound like, you know, not the greatest of situations, and it boils down to me that I would want to be in America.
So you would take the less money and live in America than make more money in Europe?
So MLS is like offering how much less?
Let's say you make $45,000, $50,000, the middle tier. You probably make $60,000 a year if you're a middle tier MLS guy. Or you think that's like the league minimum?
I have no fucking clue.
I have no frame of reference.
I mean, either. I know the top MLS guys get paid fucking absurd amounts. You know, every time they bring over these Drogbas and the
average
slot time.
Excuse me, the average MLS salary is $300,000.
Well,
fuck yeah. No.
Sign me up.
Okay, so in 15, it
and
was
I'm
like,
sure the, I'm
in 2015 it was $100,000. So we'll say you make $70,000 playing soccer here. I'm not going to give you $300,000. That's right. The average.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. No, I'm staying in the States.
Okay, that's fair.
The good old U.S. of A. Now, maybe I would go. Maybe I'm not reversing course here, but it would be cool to just go play a year or two at like. Play 2-3 years overseas and, you know, be a team hopper and try to, like, you know, go live in all these different cool cities.
Okay, so joke's on me. Oh, no, that's the D-League. Yeah, that should be the more competitive one. I think it would be fun to do the Europe one. So the D, you get paid roughly around $100,000 starting in the Europe League. But you get to go over Europe.
For basketball.
Yeah, for basketball. Whereas $65,000 here if you wanted to start basketball in the D-League. So we'll say that. Which one would you rather do? 65 here or 150 there and go party for a couple of years?
Like, yeah, I think I would do the European experience.
Do at least a 4-year contract. Yeah. I think it'd be fun too. I say that only because I'm an American.
As
so.
A very young one man, the, though, not like some like guy in his 30s that's hanging on for dear life.
You know who we need to give a shout out to? My friend Brian Johnson. We'll get him to come join us on the podcast. We want to ask him about that, if he enjoyed, because he played overseas after his time at Mississippi State. I want to see if he had fun over there, because I know he's now back here in America. I don't know if he's playing or coaching. I think he's coaching now, but I'll reach out to him, see if he wants to come join us on the pod.
Yeah, do that.
But that's my hypothetical. I figured it'd be fun. Would you rather be in the D-League here or European League there?
Well, that's not how it started off.
I know. The soccer thing. I didn't know MLS kids got paid so much.
Yeah. I mean, the MLS, I'm not going to say it's thriving. You know, it's certainly not on par with any of the European leagues, but it's doing well. They're expanding. You know, they do have huge crowds. And
that is true. Teams like Atlanta seem to do pretty well. Let me ask you a question. Like, do you think it's bigger than the Mexican leagues?
I think so.
Like, obviously, some players are playing here from Mexico. Is it because, obviously, they get paid more? But is it, like, more competitive league? Like, is the Brazilian club league down there more competitive than the American leagues up here?
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure we have, like, you know how Europe has the Champions League?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we have a North American version of that, but nobody could give a fuck less and nobody pays attention to it.
Yeah, if you could tell me who won the MLS Cup the last 2 years, I'd be surprised, Phil. At the same time, I don't know who it is either.
Probably like Portland Timbers or Los Angeles Galaxy. Cause
I'm going to guess Seattle.
They're all this.
I think they're pretty good sometimes. But anyway, it wasn't the Rapids because it wasn't. We would have seen it if it was in Denver. But that wraps up soccer talk. And last shout out, we want to talk about Tiger.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
He's back again this week. According to Insider Reports and HashSports.com. Beat writer, I guess, ball marks. He may be shaping his schedule a little bit differently in the future because his back hurts a little bit after playing tumultuous rounds. Like at the U.S. Open, I guess it was hard on him. So it seems like he may be starting to pick and choose when he plays again, maybe not doing as active of a rounds.
Well, then we're not going to see him win a major.
I hope we see him get back. But, yeah, this feels like, I don't know, his performance at the U.S. Open was pretty lackluster as well.
It feels like he might be just doing it for the money, you know, make his appearances.
He's making CBS a fortune.
Yeah. I mean, if he's in contention on Sunday, 30% more televisions are turned on, probably.
I would guess more than that. I'd say they have, 30% more. I'd probably say more.
An increase of 30%.
There you go. Okay, yeah.
Viewership.
I bet you that it really does tick. Like, if he's on the first page, there's a lot more people tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
And it, shit, even if he's playing at 8 a.m. and not in the hunt, more people are probably tuned in at that time as well than that would average be watching.
Yeah.
So we wish you nothing but the best of luck at the Quicken's Loan National Tournament this weekend. Good luck, Tiger. In summation, you have anything else for the listeners?
Well, besides who dat, I got nothing.
All right. All right. Well, I think we had a pretty good week back. We'll get back into the swing of things. We'll make sure we're all level-headed next week. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. And then don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We're more active on Twitter. That's at
L-N-O podcast.
Bada bing. So we'll see y'all next week. Y'all have a great week, y'all. Cheers.
Who dat?